Okay, so back to Rabbi Yonah. So he says that the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel agree that the real Zman is Kol HaLaila, because they darshan b'shoch v'cha Kol Zman shebnei adam shoch v'mitosein. Okay, and the only question is whether there's a siyag or not. And he just deals with it very quickly, right? He says, "Plugs drawing the chacham, how you have a b'siyag? The chacham, how you osin siyag? Lachkada min avera. Rabbi Gamliel lo chayish the siyag. He's not chayish for that." Yeah, the Rush also says something similar to that. He says it very briefly. And Rabbi Gamliel is just not in os. I think it's Dalit in the first paragraph. He just also says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Yeah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Matzrich L'Harchich. Right. Chamim lo pligi alei the Rav Gamliel lo b'siyag kidei laharchik asad amin aver Rav Gamliel lo matzrich laharchik. Yeah. Okay. But what's his raya? What's the Rabbeinu Yonah's raya? This is very important. I don't know if you realize how important it is. But what's his raya that they're arguing on the b'di'eved? What's his raya? It's based on the way he learns that Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. Right? Has he learned that Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis? That what? The person comes home, he can't eat and drink, take a nap, right? Yesh lo likros techila o lishnos. He has to learn. He has to learn. Read or do Mishnah. Ad yitzias ha-kochavim. Vikra kriyashma vispalo. Vyachkach yocho. So how is he learning that? How is he learning that? What is he learning that to mean? Is what?
That means that all that is in service of being able to do that is of course have to have it.
Right. No, he's not learning the plame shot. There's simply an issa to be koveya suda. Right. He's not learning plame shot that there's just an issa to be koveya suda. That's the way others learn. That, like by mincha, you're not allowed to be koveya suda close to the zman mincha. Right. He's learning that he's learning that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to read Kriya Shema Miyad, right? And because of that, it's dafka, they instituted a seder. You see, he holds that you have to learn. Tzarech lechatchila likros miyad. I'm sorry. He says that what? Came into chazing the chazing. Right? In other words, he's learning it really is like they instituted the whole Seder. That when you come home, that there's a Seder. Either when you come home, you chayev to lay in Kriya Shema right away, if it's the Zman. And if not, as a part of that, if not, they're mechayev you to involve yourself in a type of an activity that will involve you in a certain type of activity that's apparently going to be conducive to the to a kriya afterwards. In other words, it's not just an issur to be osik in your own thing. Right, but it's actually like a seder. Right, there's actually an order over here. Right, when you come home early, you have to start learning, and that's part of the lechatchila of Kriya Shema by Tzeis. You understand? right? There's a different way to learn that sugya, which I think the other Rishonim learned it that way. That there's just simply an iser. An iser to be osek in other things. Not really a chiyuv to learn. Right? It's just an iser to be osek in things that will take you away. To be koveya other activities. Right? But that doesn't imply a mitzvah l'chatchila to say Kriya Shema Atzeis. That just means don't get involved in other activities because you might forget. But he's learning it's more than that. He's learning since it says that beforehand they instituted a seder that will lead into Kriya Shema Atzeis. Therefore, you see that there's stam a mitzvah. L'chatchila of Kriya Shema, right? It says, right? In other words, the real raya right? His raya is Shafilu Kishiyavu Minasoda Kodem Zmana, that he has to now be involved in in Talmud Torah, right? That shows that it's not just an isser of being Koveya Suda. It's not just an isser of Leishev Lifnei Aborski. It's not just an isser. It's not just an isser of going to the to get a haircut or all those other things like by Mincha. It actually is a mitzvah l'chatchila to read it immediately, right? And that's they were Koveya. A seder. So either if you come home at Seis, it's Kriya Shema. If you come home before Seis, it's Talmud Torah. But that's because that's an extension. The Kriya of the Talmud Torah is the Haschola of. It's like it adds a Haschola to Kriya Shema at Seis. But therefore he's learning there is a lechatchila already. Right, that's the force of Rabbeinu Yonah's argument. Since you see there already is a mitzvah l'chatchila midrabanan to read Kriya Shema Atzeis, so what do you need two l'chatchilas? So what is the... So there aren't two l'chatchilas. So when the Rabbanan say until chatzos, that's not another l'chatchila. That's a bidyevin. Right? But if he doesn't learn the first one as a l'chatchila, if he learned the first one simply as an isser to be koveya suda, he wouldn't have his raya. His raya is only because... There's actually a mitzvah l'chatchila of kriya by tzeis. Right? Okay. But what is the machlokus then? So then it becomes strange. So then it turns out that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel agree that there is a l'chatchila. They both agree to a siyag of l'chatchila. Right, and he does refer to that as a siyag. Does he or not? Okay. Yeah, the Gemara calls it a siyag. So in other words, they both agree that there's a... In terms of the l'chatchila, they both agree. Right, so what's the machlokas? Machlokas is in terms of the b'di'evan. It was a funny machlokas, though, right? They both agree to siyag, and that, everyone agrees, l'chatchila has to exist. But now, what are they arguing about? Can't say they're arguing about whether there should be a siyag, because they agree there should be a siyag. Yeah. So how do we approach this? BMAC, what do you had a question at the first? All right. Okay. What's the initial step over here in this question? Okay, what's the initial step? I think the initial step should be to define the nature of the two different siyagim. Before we even start thinking about the machlokas, we should analyze, are they the same kind of siyag or are they different kind of siyag? How are they functioning? What's the nature of the siyag? Okay, so let's take the first one. What's the nature of the first siyag? The nature of the first siyag is a derech of asiyas ha-mitzvah. Okay? Now, it was just telling you that there's a l'chatchila way to perform the mitzvah. Right? that although the mitzvah is simply halachically defined min haTorah as a kriya belayla, right? In terms of the mitzvah itself is just defined as a kriya belayla. But lechatchila they instituted the midrabanan a manner to do it, right? Miyad, bitzeis, with right after seis hakavam. And if it's not seis, then they instituted a seder of kriya of limud, and then kriya shema. Now it's a lechatchila of having a specific format of how to perform this mitzvah. That's the first lechatchila. Lechatchila means really min haTorah. There's no specific tzura of how to perform it in terms of zman. It's just a halachic definition. It's just a halachic reality. It is a mice of kriya shema from tzeis into lalos, right? But in the tzura of the mitzvah, there's no form of how to there's no form to the asiya. Right. Other than that, that's just the definition that's just the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a kriya balayla, but there's no manner that's part of that mitzvah.
Is that something which is usually by mitzvahs?
Is that something that's usually by mitzvahs?
Something that's missing from the mitzvah. Or?
It's something that the Chacham can add. They can add a lechatchila and say, although the mitzvah really is any time in the night, midrabanan, we say we're instituting a lechatchila of a derech of doing it miyad. Okay? But the point I'm trying to make is this, that is just adding something. It's just adding lechatchila, the best way to do it. Right, and they're adding lechatchila the optimal way to perform this mitzvah. They're adding something super added to the actual asiyah. Okay, that everybody agrees. But what's the second siyag? The second siyag halachically is a very different nature. Right, you understand? The second siyag is a totally different form. The second siyag is now saying it's not that we're instituting a manner of asiya. There's normally, in terms of the tzura of the mitzvah itself, there's no manner of doing it. But midrabanan, we're going to say that you should do it this way. How? When you come home, you should daven. When you come home, you should learn, and you should not be involved in other things. And then you should do that. Should be the beginning of your seder halayla. Right? Midrabanan, they instituted it as like a that saying Kriya Shema should be the haschola of your Seder HaLayla. And if it's not, you have to have a haschola to that. You have to have a learning. Right? They gave it a certain function, Midrabanan. Right? To be part of the haschola of Layla. Correct? You understand what I'm trying to say? But now, is the first lechatchila is not a limitation on the tzura of the mitzvah at all. It's not limiting the tzura. It's not taking away from the tzura of the mitzvah. It's just saying the mitzvah should function this way. So it should be the haschala of the say. There shouldn't be any other activities you're osik in before you're osik in kriya shma shel laila. Okay. But the second siyag is very different. The second siyag is actually descending into the tzura of mitzvah. The second siyag is actually altering the very tzura of the mitzvah itself. You understand? That's a very different kind of a siyag. That's different? Yeah. Now, the second siyag is not saying here the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is X, and really, in terms of Kriya Shema, it would be good any time. We're not arguing. We as the Rabbanan are not arguing with that. But we're telling you, lechatchila is a kiyum that it should be the first thing of the night. Right? So in that siyag, if you didn't do it, of course you'd say kriya shema all night long. There'd be no reason not to. The second one is saying, you know what? We're gonna change the mitzvah of kriya shema. We're gonna change the very workings of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It used to be, according to the Torah, that Kriya Shema was a Kriya B'chol HaLaila. Now it's only a Kriya Ad Chatzi HaLaila. Right? That kind of a siyag is very, very different. So already, once we define the two types of siyagin, we see that there's a lot of reason to differentiate. There's a lot of reason to say, it's not like if you believe in siyagin, you naturally would do two. Because they're radically different. They're radically different. Everybody agrees to the first kind of siyag. That's just being mosif. It's just enhancing. Like maybe you'll say, for instance, this could be wrong, but this is a good example nonetheless. Let's say you hold that according to the Torah, when you pick up the lulav, there's a mitzvah of the ni'anuim. There's a mitzvah of the ni'anuim, right? Midaraisa, there's a mitzvah of ni'anuim. And midrabbanan, they say, do the ni'anuim in halel. Right? There's a separate kiyum, midrabbanan, they say that to combine it with the halel. And I'm saying it might be wrong, because I think the Rav won't say it's even the kiyum midaraisa, do it in halel, whatever it is. But you could see that as an example, that they're not changing, they're not going to say that you weren't yotzei ni'anuim if you did it after halel or before halel, but they are setting up a lechatchila the best way. Right? That's an ordinary kind of a lechatchila. So everybody agrees that in terms of siag, they can institute a lechatchila. They can institute a lechatchila. They can institute a derech. They can institute a derech. But as machlok shem gamliel and the rabbanon, if they're going to go into the second kind of siag, to actually alter the form of the mitzvah itself. Now this, right, everybody agrees that why are we doing this? Why are we doing this l'chatchila? Right? Everyone agrees we're doing it because of what? Alright, let me tell you the way I was thinking about it before. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if he's saying. We have a possibility that we just have to. I don't know if we can resolve. It's just a possibility. Could be he's learning that if you really hold from siag, then you would make it chatzos. The only thing is that all you see from Rabbi Gamliel is that he agrees with chatchili should do it in the beginning. Maybe he doesn't hold because of siag. Maybe he holds just like him. I don't know. But the way we're learning up now is that they both agree that it's the siyag in the lechatchila, and the machlokas is in the sof. So what's the machlokas? Definitively, how would you define this? That according to everybody agrees there should be siyag, right? But what is the siyag? This is Yeshua Nechemi's question. What is the siyag of chatzos? What is it? What's the siyag of chatzos? What's the siyag? I understand the siyag of tzeis. The siyag of tzeis is obvious. They're telling you to do it. They're telling you to do it right away. That I understand. Right? That I understand. What's the siyag of chatzos? Huh?
A reminder.
Correct. In other words, the siyag of chatzos is that they're saying the mitzvah itself should, there should be something within the mitzvah itself that makes you, that reminds you. Now, is that the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabban Gamliel? When they create a siyag, is it enough to create a siyag of hanhaga that they're telling you to do that they're putting it in a framework, that they're putting the kiyum of the mitzvah in a certain context, which the fulfillment of which demands immediate action, right? If they say there's a kiyum now, that Kriya Shema should be the Hascholos HaLaila, so that itself, right? That itself is what's going to make you do it right away, right? But the question that everybody agrees to, question though is there also an idea that the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah, the form of the mitzvah itself, should be should have siyag. So if a person knows that this mitzvah is a limited zman mitzvah, then from his yediyah of the mitzvah, it's going to be a siyag. In other words, that's the question: is there a siyag? Do we institute the siyag in terms of asiya, or do we also say there's a siyag that stems from the way the person views the mitzvah? Right. That's the question. Do we need according to the Rabbanon, you make a siyag in how you do it, and also when the person thinks about what the mitzvah is, that should also create a siyag. Rabbi Gamliel says there's no need for that. According to the Rabbanon, apparently they hold it's a greater kiyum. That's a greater kiyum of Zerizus, that the siyag should be in the asiyah plus in the mitzvah, stemming from the mitzvah itself. Rabbi Gamliel says, that's why Rabbi Gamliel says you only need one in the asiyah. Rabbanon say, I can't define the argument of whether it's enough or not. I can just show you that it's a siyagin coming from two different angles. One is a siyag that comes from asiya, that they give you an asiya of it in a special way. The other one is a siyag that comes from the way you view the mitzvah. If I know the mitzvah is a mitzvah in tuchatzos, then I'm going to be quicker to do it than if I think of the mitzvah only as a mitzvah. It's not that the Rabbanan are saying we need a double barrier. If the guy blows past the first one, we've got to set up another barrier. It's not what they're saying. They're saying siyag should, since we hold this mitzvah requires siyag should be reflected not only in an asiya, but also in the thing itself. And Rabbi Gamliel says, you don't need that. Practically speaking, all you need is one. The Rabbanan seem to hold is a kiyum of having it in two. In other words, so if a person comes home at Tzeis and he waits an hour and he sits down to a hearty meal, good drink, takes a restful nap, wakes up at 11:58 and says Kriya Shema, what did he do? He was simply over on a Kiyam Midraban. He was over al Divrei Chacham. That's what the Gemara says on Dalal and Reis, right? That you shouldn't be over al Divrei Chachamim. Chayav Misa. Always, you're always a Chayav Misa if you're over al Divrei Chachamim. It's just that you need to remind the guy about this one, as the Gemara seems to say. Right? That's it. He was over al Divrei Chachamim, but was he Yotzei Kriyashma? 100%. Was he Yotzei Kriyashma in an inferior way? No. No, he wasn't. He was over al Divrei Chachamim. He didn't have the kiyum that the chachamim demanded of him. Right? That's simply in the chachamim telling you that the kriyashma should be here as midivrei chachamim, kriyashma should be the haskalas halayla. So if he blew past that, what was he over? He wasn't really over in a mitzvah of kriyashma. He was over a separate inyan of divrei chachamim. Right? Whereas according to the Chachamim, if he would wait until 12:01, right, then he really wouldn't be Yotzei to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema anymore. So when the guy thinks about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so he thinks two things according to the Chachamim. He thinks, I have an obligation midivrayim to place Kriya Shema here. If I don't do that, all right, I didn't listen to the Chachamim. But then he also thinks to himself, whoa, Kriya Shema is running out of Chatzos. So one is a siyag in terms of the Divrei Chachamim, and the other is a siyag in terms of the Atzmo, in terms of the Mitzvah Atzmo. Those are the two siyagin that the Rabbanan insisted on. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you only need one siyag. You only need one siyag. Of course, the primary siyag is going to be Tzeis. It's going to be Tzeis. Because that's a siyag that has a demand on asiyah itself. That's right. He says you don't need the secondary one. I can't explain that. Why the Rabbanan say you do need it, and why Rabbanan says you don't need it. But I can just show you that just because you both hold from siyag doesn't mean naturally you're going to have the you're going to have both. That and the coins of Rabbanan, it's a different kind of a siyag. In truth, I think we might have some time to hold off on defining the Rabbanan, because that's what he spends a lot of his next thing is going into why the Rabbanan is so machmir over here, right? So this much I think is true. Let's go through the rest of it. We'll keep it in mind. Now, as it seems, if you're pressuring me to say something more, I would say it seems from the later on in the Rabbeinu Yonah that the reason the Rabbanan held it should stem from the mitzvah is because this mitzvah is a mitzvah that's relegated to the sleeping hours. You understand? So it needs to be counteracted in the mitzvah itself. Person thinks, sure, this is an all-nighter. This mitzvah is an all-nighter. That itself undermines the asiyah. So they wanted to take away from the shame of the mitzvah the shame of being an all-nighter. You understand? Because that shame counteracts zrizus. Right.
There's a certain type of mitzvah that mandates this. It's like you can't say yes. You have to shave a little for 8 days.
Correct. If it was a mitzvah if it was a mitzvah called a yom, they wouldn't say you have to do it till chatzos a yom.
Right.
Right. And that makes sense. That why there's nasiya in. That's why it makes sense. Why you should have a siag in the mitzvah, because there's a shame in the mitzvah of certain amounts of hefkers to be removed. In other words, this mitzvah is dafka mitzvah of the zman where a person is removed from everything. So you need something to take it away from there. What will that function for? In other words, but it's still important to define the different siyag, and now you can see why this siyag is fit for this type of a problem. If it's a problem within the mitzvah, then this type of siyag makes sense.